Governor candidates discuss the issues with farmers. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. This past Friday during the Tennessee Farm Bureau President's Conference, farmers from all across the state had the opportunity to hear from the two candidates that will be facing off in November to be the next governor of Tennessee.
I'm certainly putting myself forward to people all across our state, whether they're farmers or they live in the cities, and say, look, I came in, I've tackled, I think, some difficult problems. I've gotten our budget problems straightened out. We've taken some very difficult actions on the part of dealing with TennCare, which needed to be dealt with. We're putting money in children. We're putting money in agriculture and trying to support it. I'd like an opportunity to build on those foundations for four more years.
Governor Phil Bredesen says his record of reinvestment into the ag sector will continue if he's elected to another term.
I'd like a chance to show you what I can do with those foundations in place and the budget under control and some money to begin spending on some of these things like biofuels and some of these other things that are really important for our future.
Republican challenger Jim Bryson from Franklin has served as state senator since 2002, and he feels the state can do much more to help the ag economy.
There are issues related to energy that we have to deal with. There are issues related to immigration that we have to deal with and help the farmers along the way. There are other issues that we have to deal with economic development to make sure that farming stays strong in this state, and we'll make sure that that happens, and we'll work hard with the farmers to preserve agriculture in the state of Tennessee.
Bryson says the campaign will take him to all 95 counties over the next couple of months, and he says one of his strong points is his people skills.
That's one of the great things about running for governor. You get to meet so many people and learn about the issues and learn about what's important to people and how do we build this state and make it even stronger than it was before. Because it's important that we have a big vision for agriculture as well as for other parts of the state as well.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.